Amongst the key catchphrases at the World Humanitarian Summit in Istanbul is the need to rethink and reshape humanitarian assistance. The Sovereign Order of Malta is present at the summit with a series of commitments, proposals and testimonies, as well as its century-old mission to uphold the principles at the heart of humanitarian action: humanity, impartiality, neutrality and independence. Ambassador Stefano Ronca, the diplomatic advisor of the Grand Chancellor of the Sovereign Order of Malta, told me that the order has in fact been closely involved in the years of preparation leading up to the summit.
We are here in Istanbul after a couple of years of preparation, because I believe that the Order of Malta has something to say in the context of humanitarian assistance. You might be aware of a symposium we held in Geneva last year, the gist of which was the role of faith-based institution organizations, especially to help the populations in areas of conflict. Now, I would say that what the Order of Malta has to give, which maybe other humanitarian actors do not have, is the fact that they, at the same time, they are a religious institution with all the advantages that religious organizations have on the ground, which is the fact of connecting with population more than lay institutions can do, because they can rely on a large basis of people of the same confession, because they arrive first and they stay longer than other organizations, because they are independent, impartial, and politically not bound to any country or force. But this is something which belongs to other religious institutions as well. What the Order of Malta has is the fact that we are a sovereign entity with a quite large, wide diplomatic network in the world. We are represented at the diplomatic level in 106 countries and in about 30 international organizations with ambassadors. And this gives us a status which implies the possibility of connecting at diplomatic and political level with important interlocutors in the international world, and have an access, which is an additional element we can play.
Do you think the world needs a humanitarian summit at this moment in time?
By all means it does, because I think that the humanitarian aid is sort of conceived in a time about 30 years ago, when the world had a completely different configuration. Today we are in a situation where the principle of inviolability of frontiers is put in question, where you see other actors which did not exist 30 years ago practically, non-state actors with very powerful political, mediatic and military force. I think that all this, and I only quoted a couple of elements, necessarily implies that we rethink the way of conceiving humanitarian aid and assistance.
That was Ambassador Stefano Ronca, the diplomatic advisor of the Grand Chancellor of the Sovereign Order of Malta.